In Iraq today, a U.S. soldier was killed when his patrol was attacked in eastern Baghdad, and U.S. military officials confirmed that three U.S. Marines were killed yesterday in fighting in Anbar province. But some statements here at home have senior news analyst Daniel Shore offering a prediction of sorts.
A distant rumble is heard of an Iraq policy beginning to quake. The casualties mount, Iraqi and American. The Maliki government, a government mostly in name, has not succeeded in disarming the militias that have taken Iraq from the brink of civil war to civil war. The ordinary Iraqi no longer looks to America for succor. A poll conducted for the University of Maryland found that 78% of Iraqis now believe the American military presence provokes more conflict than it prevents, and a chilling 61% actually approve of attacks on Americans. President Bush's policy remains, stay the course. But behind that maxim, one can see signs of the ground being cleared for a change in policy. Senator John Warner, chairman of the Armed Services Committee and as stalwart an administration supporter as you will find, returns from Iraq saying, it's time for the administration to determine if there is a change of course that we should take. Another administration stalwart, former Secretary of State James Baker, heads a panel that has been studying Iraq policy. Its report to the White House is supposed to be secret until after the election. But on television yesterday, Baker bent that rule just a little bit to say there are alternatives between the stated alternatives. It may tax your imagination to be told there are options for the military which are other than staying or going. But clearly, Republican candidates in the coming election need to be able to suggest that America won't be fighting in Iraq forever. When the history of the Vietnam War was written, one could look back and see the Tet Offensive as a turning point for American policymakers. Maybe Senator Warner and Jim Baker will be viewed in retrospect as marking the turning point in this war. This is Daniel Shore.